Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad that you're able to be with me as we share the good things of the Lord. I love to share the Word of God with you. And this particular week, we've been focusing on how to deal with discouragement, God's antidote for discouragement. And what is that antidote? It's hope. Hope encourages the heart. What does it mean to discourage? It means to dishearten, to deprive of courage or confidence. And hope is desire accompanied by an expectation of or belief in fulfillment. And praise God, this isn't some pie in the sky wishful dreaming, but as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, in standing on the integrity of His Word, we know that the hope that we have is based on spiritual reality. It is based on spiritual truth, and no one can take that from us. That's why we can go through life, we can face death, we can go through crises, we can do whatever this life we could experience, no matter what it is. Paul said he was persuaded that neither life nor death, nor things present nor things to come, nor principalities nor powers, nothing could separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing could separate us from that faith and hope and love that God has placed within our hearts. Faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. And I believe that hope is such a key, essential ingredient in our spiritual walk, and that's why the enemy attacks us so hard. On yesterday's broadcast, we were looking at a key scripture, and that is in the King James translation, Proverbs 13 and 12, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. And as I was sharing that, the Holy Spirit just quickened, and many of the translations we have today talks about the desire, the longing fulfilled, or like the answer when it comes. But I really believe that a lack of hope deferred makes the heart sick, hope that is postponed. Hope, when we lose hope, we become sick, and that when hope is stirred again in our hearts, it is a tree of life. Hallelujah. The work of the enemy, beloved, in your life is to try to destroy your hope, to cause you to despair of seeing your deepest desires for yourself and for your loved ones realized. Let's look at the last portion of that verse. When hope cometh, when did the desire cometh? And remember, hope is desire. It is a tree of life. And in Scripture, it's represented as being a source of life. It imputes divine wisdom. Wisdom is a source of life to those who attain her. The realization of hope is a tree of life. Let's look at some of the passages in the Bible about the tree of life. Well, we'll have to start out with Genesis. Genesis 2 and 9 says, out of the ground, God made the Lord God to grow every green tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And in the 22nd verse of Genesis 3, the Lord God said, and this was after man had sinned, behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever, therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Cherubims are ministering spirits manifesting God's invisible presence and symbolizing His action, His whatever His desire is being accomplished by them. So driving Adam and Eve from the garden was both simultaneously a punishment as well as an act of mercy, lest they should eat of the tree of life and live forever in a state of death and alienation from God. And then as we look at the conclusion of the word in Revelation 2 and 7, Jesus said, "To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." And Revelation 22 and 2 says, "In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." So obviously, these references I've shared with you refer to a literal, actual tree of life. But here, in this verse in Proverbs, where it refers to hope, when the desire cometh, it's a tree of life. It's speaking metaphorically. And so we can be encouraged that God is more than willing to stir our hope, to stir our faith, because they're gifts from Him. Hebrews 11 and 1 says that hope is related to faith. Faith releases the power of God to change circumstances. Hope's not going to change the circumstances of your life or others you're maybe concerned about. But if you never bring any faith to bear upon your circumstances, then all you'll do is live in hope all of your life. But in order to have faith, you've got to have hope. Think about that. Hope is a goal setter. One reason many people never achieve anything is because they never set goals, or they make the unrealistic impossible to attain at their present spiritual level of maturity in Christ, or they allow the enemy to steal and destroy their hopes. So hope, if you will, to put it in kind of a nutshell, hope sets the goal and faith obtains the goal for you. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So, beloved, faith will add substance to your hope. So if you don't have any hope, you have nothing for your faith to obtain. And if you have hope and you don't have any faith, then you have nothing by which you can attain that which you hope for. So if you don't set any goals, you'll never reach any. It's important that you look at the days ahead, the weeks ahead, the months ahead. What are your goals? What are your hopes this year concerning your desires, your family, your mate, your children, your job, your profession, your education, your ministry, the things of God, or your physical health? God is giving many new opportunities before us. And what are we going to do? We cannot let discouragement rob us of those potentialities that He has for us, or those victories that He has for us. We can either walk in victory or continue defeat, depending on our spiritual and mental attitude toward the promises of God. That's why I've taken the time this week to share what Scripture has to say about the importance of hope. Philippians 3:13 and 14 says, "Beloved, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. The high calling of God, beloved, is the abundant life, that life that is victorious in every situation and every circumstance. Praise God. Hope is the work of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15 and 13 says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." Galatians 5 and 5 says, "For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." Beloved, there is nothing impossible with God. All things are possible to Him. Mark 9:23 says, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Luke 18 and 22, "The things that are impossible with men are possible with God." John 16 and 24 says, "Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." Praise God. Let me just take a few moments now and pray with you. If you want to join your heart with me, if you're able, if you can, just close your eyes and just let's reach out to the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, you see your beloved, and you see, Lord, the work of darkness that has come against them, the enemy who's tried to rob and steal their hope, to bring discouragement, to make them feel it's futile, that it's pointless, that there's no matter what they do, it's It's not going to make any difference. It's not going to bring any change. Father, I come against those lies of the evil one, and I thank you now that you're breathing new strength, physically, physical strength, physical healing, as well as spiritual strength, strengthening them with might in their inner man. Strengthen your beloved, Lord. Let them feel the power of the Holy Ghost being administered right now in the name of Jesus, that every bit of depression, every bit of discouragement will go. And Lord, that you will breathe hope anew and afresh in their heart in the mighty name of Jesus. For my beloved, I would touch you even now. Yes, touch you in your body. The pain and the discomfort is going by the power of my anointing, and your spirit shall be renewed and refreshed to receive, yea, the very word of the Lord, that you shall not faint, but you shall mount up even as an eagle, says the Lord. As you trust in me, as you hope in me, you shall not be ashamed, says your God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I could 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "Eye hath not seen, ear nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." And Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church." What is that power working in us? It's the word of God. It's the spirit of God. Beloved, you and Jesus are a majority. There's nothing you cannot do through the power of the Lord. Praise God. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close, and I want to invite you, if you've been blessed and encouraged by the teaching this week, I invite you to write and encourage me. And you can do that by letter to our mailing address, or you can do that through our website by email, and that's unveilchrist.org. The announcer will give you that contact information again. But I just want to share with you a brief portion of a letter from a sister writing from San Jose. And she says, "Thank you so much for your love and prayers for me and my family, and for all the loving letters that you have sent, for they encourage me as well as strengthen me when I felt that I couldn't go on. Thanks so much for everything and for your willingness to let the Lord use you in this. God bless you, sister. You are loved." Sister writing from San Jose. Praise God. Well, I must bring this week to a close, and we will take a break and see you next week at this same time. God bless you. I love you. Look forward to receiving your letters. Thank you for writing and your financial help and prayers. Till then, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be you.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.